Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Sad day. John Madden, absolute legend in football. First is a terrific coach, won a Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders. As I said, Rob, earlier, made the playoffs 8 years, eight out of the 10 years he coached. Left the game at the top, you know, and then became just a tremendous broadcaster. And then went on and, you know, Madden, the game, the video game is just legendary. And, you know, so it's a sad day. And it's interesting, Rob, that it just happened. I mean, everybody's been, you know, Fox has been promoting the documentary about Madden that was aired on Christmas Day. And I can't wait to watch that. I'll watch it this week. But it's just, it's interesting that, you know, a couple of days after they air that, he dies. And it was unexpected. You know, it wasn't like they did it. No. Now, granted, he's 85 years old or was. So, you know, at that age, anything can happen. But it wasn't like they, you know, made this documentary knowing, okay, he's on his last legs and let's get this tribute out to him so he can see it. You know what I mean? Before he passes. So, it's just sad and unfortunate, but his life should be celebrated, Rob, because he did a whole bunch of things for the a game of football.
No doubt about it. It's just there's no way around it. There's just no way around it. A 759 winning percentage as a coach.
Crazy.
He didn't just win. He won.
And where did Rob, that ranks? That's what, one or two?
That's in the top.
Rob G,
right.
Get that. Yeah.
Get 759 that career. It's not like he coached 3 years. He coached 10 right. years. Right. So it's incredible, Chris. And then when you look at his impact, you know, as broadcasting and working for all four networks and on the big broadcast with all the top play-by-play guy. He also was, and then, you know, for the young kids with the Madden, even though he didn't develop the game, you know what I mean? They put his name
right.
on the game.
It wasn't his brainchild.
Right. It's nothing right. like that. I don't want people to think, oh, yeah, he came up with Madden, too. right. No, he did right. not. Right. No, he did not.
He was a tech whiz. For all the other things he did,
he was in the Silicon
genius.
Valley, right, and then he came up with the video game. But it, you know, all those things, and when you think of him in football and people knew about as well, like he didn't like to fly, Chris, which is, you know, on the Madden bus and the cruiser right. and stuff like that. He was a unique personality. And I remember when he left NBC, you know, because that was a little controversial there. The network was going through pay cuts for people. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? And he didn't yep. want to take one. And he stepped aside, but he still kept doing, I think, serious XM football stuff, right?
Yep.
But when I think of John Madden, most of all, I got to admit, I think of him and Pat Summerall together in that booth in CBS, Chris. Even though he worked with Al Michaels, who's a great football announcer, he did ABC, he did NBC, he did Fox with Summerall. But I still remember, like, the early days. That's when I was impressionable, right, as
oh,
a kid.
Yeah.
And you remember, all games weren't on back when we were kids. So when you got to see games on television, right, it was a big deal.
I mean, you basically had to watch your local game.
Right. The only time we saw highlights was Monday Night Football with Howard Cosell when he went around the league, Chris.
Wasn't that the biggest thing?
That was the biggest thing.
Those halftime highlights. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
And he would, I mean, it was awesome.
And Howard Cosell would do the highlights from all around the league.
Yep.
And, guys, you guys are spoiled. That's the only time we saw out-of-market games. We saw nothing. When they used to do the local sports on the news, they used to just have a picture of somebody. There was no video. There was nothing.
Rob, I always say this, and you see, obviously, there's national sports talk radio shows all, you know, everywhere. We're one of them. They're national debate shows, Skip and Shannon, First Takes, First Things First, you know, so on and so forth. There weren't any of those before, or there weren't many, I should say, or hardly any before, like, the internet and, you know, all of that stuff. Because, as you said, back in the day, it was hard to really know a ton about the whole league. You know, now you obviously yep. knew the stars and, you know, you kept
but
up
you didn't
to the
see
best
them.
You could.
You really
no,
didn't see them play.
There was no way to see them. Nor could you read about them every day.
Nope. And remember, West Coast games, they didn't make the paper
right.
back east. You didn't even get – there was no – there was another time, Chris, just talking about where you had to call sports phone to get a score. Like, there was no radio giving you scores up to date. Like, you had to call
right.
a number to get a score of an out-of-town game. It was
I
just
told
a different
you, Rob,
time.
When I started my career in 1990, I was sitting in the newsroom answering phones, and people would call up with trivia questions.
To get
and
answers.
You either have to know them off the top of your head or you go get an almanac or encyclopedia or whatever and look it up.
Yep.
You know, that was like the internet. Now you can just go Google it. But, yeah, back then you did. My memory of Madden, I mean, obviously, like you said, he and Pat Summerall were tremendous.
Right.
So that's certainly one of them. But I do feel like I remember him. I guess if I had to say my greatest memories of him were him as a coach. Because I was, like, a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan as a kid. I mean, I just, like, everything. I had Steelers sleeping bags, coats, hats, gloves. Like, everything I had was Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
And Oakland, Dallas in the NFC, but Oakland was a riot. They were always there. You know, they were a tough team to beat. And they were, like, the scariest. Cincinnati was good back then, too. But Oakland was like the scariest team for me as a Steelers fan that the Steelers had to get through, you know, to make the playoffs, you know. And so or to win the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I just remember him, his great teams that he had in Oakland. But, yeah, it's a sad day when anyone dies. But obviously, you want to celebrate his life and his legacy as well. So
it's amazing, too. I didn't notice. John Madden won 16 Emmys. 16 for Outstanding Sports Analyst Personality and covered 11 Super Bowls for the four networks between 79 and 2009. That's just incredible.
Let me ask you this, and this just popped into my head. Now, obviously, they do different things. But would you compare him at all to Barkley?
No. And I'm going to tell you why.
You know what I'm think why I've said that, though, right? Like, big personality, not conventional.
Yes, but he was – John Madden wasn't critical of people. He never said anything like Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is unique from that standpoint, Chris. When he is on the air at TNT that has the NBA package, right?
Right.
And says the game is this is unwatchable. Like this, right. This, like seriously, nobody can say that except for Charles Barkley. That's why I'll draw the difference. But they were big, both in their sports, big as life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
but
unique,
I think,
you know. And unique. I get it. I mean, they're like I said. I mean, Madden was doing games. Barkley, you know, he doesn't do games.
Analyst,
he's in the studio. So there's
studio
a difference.
Stuff.
But I just
and
think
would you
kind
say
of
that Barkley's the most biting
person?
Guy that we've ever had. I don't know, going back to Howard Cosell, there weren't
the
guys
most
like
biting
that.
Guy.
Biting, you know, like comment, like.
Well, now I mean, where do you know? You got Skip, you got Stephen A, you got you know. I mean, they've kind of followed in the Barkley. I mean, they're different, but you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, a lot of people are biting now, but. Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense that before Barkley came up and was doing that, you know, it probably wasn't a lot of people doing it at that point. So if you want to go there, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, yeah.
I don't remember too.
Madden as a guy who...
No, he wasn't.
Who attacked people, like, or you know what I mean? Say they were bad or terrible or anything
but
like that.
But the reason I brought up Barkley is because Madden is, like, he didn't... It wasn't about... Oh, he's so technically sound, and he
no,
was just himself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like sitting at a bar with a buddy, right? And
all
Charles
his
is the same way.
Goofiness.
Charles
or,
doesn't
you know,
give you the X's
that's
and
what
O's.
Saying.
He's not a coach.
Right.
He's just he's a basketball player who's giving his opinion on what he's seeing, like a regular Joe. That's how it comes across, and that's why it works.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The Lakers are at Houston, and they have a starting lineup that is intriguing. Rob G., give me the starting five.
No. Wait a minute. Let me just say, is Westbrook not starting?
No, he's starting. Oh, okay. They didn't go that far. They don't have that much guts.
I was wow.
Go ahead, Rob G. What's the starting five?
Rob, I don't know where you got the line at, but this might change things a little bit, okay? Starting at one guard, Russell Westbrook. Starting at the other guard, Malik Monk. Starting at small forward, Avery Bradley.
What?
Starting power forward, Stanley Johnson, who joined the team like 2 days ago.
I know
Wow. But you know what?
He defends.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what? Rob G knows this. If you watch the post game show and after his first game, they lost to the Nets, and they were ranting and raving about Stanley Johnson.
That's right.
Yep.
Am I right, Rob G?
Because he defended.
He tries on defense.
Exactly. He got energy.
Last but not least, your new starting center for the Los Angeles Lakers,
LeBron James.
Wow. You know what? Look, I'm gonna say this. I'm going to give props to LeBron for doing this. And I get it. You're not banging against Patrick Ewing. You're not guarding Shaq.
There's no Mutombo.
You're not facing. Right. Exactly. You know, it's a different era. But still, LeBron has, you know, been tentative, for lack of a better word, about, you know, just playing inside through his career. You know, he's never developed. He's got a decent post game, but never really what he could have done, right? Right. I mean, he could have just been destroying
with his strength and everything. Oh, yeah. Right. He could have done some damage in the paint if he really wanted to.
Absolutely.
Let's just face it.
He's never really, you know, people always say LeBron could guard all five positions, but he doesn't. I mean, he's never really wanted to guard the big center.
But
is
this a gimmick, Chris? Is this just a gimmick?
No, I give him. This? That's what I'm saying. I'm giving LeBron credit. Like,
no, but I mean, are they serious about this? Or this is just one day just to shake it up?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think this will continue. Remember, AD will be back. At the very least, AD would be the center, and LeBron may be a power forward. But look, Rob, today's NBA. LeBron can play center in today's NBA.
There aren't any big guys out there. Right. Right.
I mean, and then even if a guy is bigger than, like, let's say he's facing a seven-footer, there's only a handful of seven-footers that are actually going to exploit him inside.
Right.
I mean, even if he faces Joel Embiid, Embiid's shooting a lot of jumpers. I mean, he's outside, you know, at the three-point line, handling. He's got a great mid-range jumper.
If I saw LeBron there and the mouse is in the house and I'm on Embiid, I'd have to go a little closer to the basket.
You would
think. I get what you're saying.
I would hope, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we'll see how it works out. I mean, he's played a lot of center in the last few games and done well there. So, you know, I give him credit, though, Rob, because you know this. A lot of guys don't want to move out of their comfort zone. And he, you know, if anybody can say, look, I'm playing point guard or I'm playing three or whatever, it's him. So I give him credit for being willing to try to make a change to see if it can work out for him. Now, I think we got sound to this, Rob. Some sound that really made the rounds over the last couple days. Russell Westbrook.
Because Westbrook walked out on the media, Chris, on Christmas night.
Right. After that, going 4-for-20.
4-for-20, 0-for-10 in the second half, the rim block, the dunk, you remember late
in
that
game? And I'm going to give him this. Now, look, I get it. I'm going to give him this on when getting hung on the rim, right? And it wasn't like it was a heavy contest, but Nick Claxton was there. It wasn't like he was just wide open and didn't get up high enough and got hung on the rim. I mean, he had to kind of account for Nicholas Claxton being there at the rim and contesting to some degree. Again, it wasn't like the way LeBron contested Claxton, right?
When he got dunked. Right. Oh, yeah.
He got a major facial. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't – he shouldn't have got hung up. All right,
Chris,
I get that.
And I got to say this, too. I'm watching Claxton last night with I went to that Nets-Clippers game, and – I like the way they use Claxton with just lobbing the ball up at him. Man, he gets
a lot of
dunks. He is. I like him as a player. He's not out there shooting perimeter shots. They're lobbing the ball up to him at the rim, which they should, and they're getting a lot of dunks and easy baskets. I love it.
He's not obviously as good as Jared Allen, but you see what Jared Allen might make the All-Star team for Cleveland this year. There's some similarities there. Again, Jared Allen is much better, playing tremendously, averaging like 17 and 10 or 11 for the Cavs. But there's some similarities. Long, athletic, like you said, not out there shooting jump shots, you know, but also not like just your typical, prototypical post center either, right? Don't have to run a lot of plays for him, but they'll get you some stuff at the rim and all that. So, yeah, I hear you on that with Claxton. But Russell Westbrook, who, Rob, let's face it, he has become, at least for now, because it's been on AD,
AD
and some
was
of the other
it.
Players. Right, AD was getting killed. He's hurt, so he's not getting as much right now. But Westbrook is getting crushed.
Yep.
I mean, I just said, because we were Kevin Wilds on First Things First, we were talking about it. He actually thinks if this season doesn't improve and it just goes badly, he thinks this could hurt Westbrook's legacy. Mm. I'm not there. I think he's done too much.
He's done stuff that nobody else has done.
Right.
So that's what he'll survive it even if this goes south. But people in LA and him being from LA will hurt. You know, like just the way people look at him Because then it will be, Chris, three stops in the last 3 years, right? And no success.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting because remember, he was the guy that was loyal to the soil. Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City. Westbrook could have easily been like, yo, I'm out of here. I mean, look, the dude's from L.A. He's living in Oklahoma City. You know what I mean? You couldn't have blamed him for jetting, right? And he said, look, we're going to rebuild this thing around me. And this is kind of, you know, something for players to look at, although I guess he kind of had a hand in it. You know, it was a mutual thing. But he got traded from OKC to Houston. And then next thing you know, he's in Washington. And now he's in L.A., right. So which he's happy about. But, you know, you can get moved around. I mean, he never pictured himself hopping from franchise to franchise.
Three teams in 3 years? Right. Wasn't it three teams? Like, that's a lot. That's not for a superstar. You know what
right.
I mean? That's a lot.
I would say this, Rob, for Westbrook. Anybody that, to me, if this impacts your view of Westbrook, I don't know what you've been watching. Like, Rob, don't you think, like, to me, Westbrook's legacy, I've said it for years, is going to be the triple-double, period. And I look at Westbrook as an individual spectacle, an individual phenom. And he's going to be iconic. 30 years from now, people are going to be talking about this guy, Westbrook. He averaged 3 years of a triple-double. Like, it was incredible what he did. That's going to be his legacy. Even if he wins a ring, that'll enhance it, obviously. And it'll be better for him. You know, if they were to win the championship this year, that just takes him to a whole nother level. But he's still, Rob, Oscar Robertson's not really known for the championship he won with Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Right. We think of the triple-double with him. So, to me, Wes, that's his legacy. And I think most basketball people, Rob, I assume you're in this group, we've accepted he's not really going to win a ring. Certainly not as your lead dog. You know, it's hard. It's kind of hard to win him the ultimate championship. But that doesn't mean he's not a great player and an icon and a Hall of Famer and all that. But I think most people have accepted that. So this shouldn't be, I mean, it's bad for them. But I don't know. I'm just not, like, shocked by this. We didn't think it would work out.
No. We first guessed it. This is not like after the fact or whatever. We questioned it from day one. And you remember LeBron? Remember he was mad at people who were critical of the
right.
team, Chris?
Right.
Remember that? Y'all keep the same energy when we later. Remember all that? That's because all the pushback from everywhere was, this doesn't look right. It doesn't look like it's going to work. There's no fit here. And so far, it's been a struggle. Are they going to be better? They're going to win some game. They're not going to give up 120 points every night. In the five-game losing streak, Chris, they're giving up 120 a night.
Yeah, I think one thing I think, Rob, and Westbrook talked, and we're not going to hear the sound because we're pushed for time, but he talked about how he's tired of hearing people tell him how to play, what they think he should do, how they think he should play. And Rob, I think he's a bit confused because he's like, people are telling me, Russ, be Russ. Play your game. Do your thing. And then when he does it, he gets criticized for it. And then you're hearing, well, you got to pass the ball more or whatever. So, Rob, I kind of fought the Lakers. Like, to me, maybe it's happened, but it certainly doesn't look or sound like it. But I think the coaching staff – or Frank Vogel, Fizdale, whoever, needs to sit down with Russ and tell him what they need from him. Because I think Russ is willing to do it, Rob. Like, he came into the season, you could see him deferring to LeBron and AD initially.
Early on, absolutely,
right.
Early on.
When he went to Houston, he was like, I'm off the ball. It's James' show, right? James Harden's show. So I think Russ is willing to do it. But when he hears you in the press conference, hey, Russ got to be Russ. We just tell him to play his game. I mean, that's just generic stuff.
Right.
No, you don't want Russ to play his game.
No, we need you to do
take,
this.
Right.
Is what we need you to from you, okay?
Yes.
You need to do this. You need to do that. We love if you would attack the rim. We would love if you could take care of the basketball. right? Seriously, right. like this, these right. are what we need.
We need you to focus on defense. We know. Look, you've carried the load offensively,
but we
in
need
all
you
these
to,
places
you've
you, been.
You have energy. You can dig down, pull your sleeves up, Chris.
Yep,
and dig in. You're a younger guy of our older stars, and we need you. And your energy, and your points will come. You know, your points will come, but that's not really what we need your main focus to be. And I think that's a hard conversation to have, but it's the right one.
Well, and I think the way you have it depends, you know, whether it ends up being hard or not. I mean, you could sit down with Russ. Look, we got LeBron, we got AD. We need you to get, you know, we want you to get your 20.
Throw that number out.
16 to 20 points. But we think you can get it this way. LeBron's obviously going to handle the ball a lot. But with your speed and athleticism, you can cut, you know, to the rim. You can, screen and roll. You're the roll guy. Or you can set screens and get backdoor cuts. Like, you moving without the ball, Russ, will be a nightmare for the opponent. Because nobody can match your athleticism. You know, things like that. Like, you can, but I don't think they've sat down and talked to him about that. At least it doesn't seem that way, because he seems confused about what his role is. And so we'll see. Look, I think they got to figure this out, Rob, because I don't, other than John Wall, who's already been traded for, I just don't see a trade out there that's happening. So they got to try to figure it out, and maybe the first step is playing LeBron at center.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we got our man in. He's a friend of the show. We love having him on every week. Former NFL offensive lineman, now a great Fox Sports Radio weekend host, our man Ephraim Salaam. What's up, brother?
What's happening?
Yeah, how happy holidays, man. The family,
you
everything
too.
Good?
Everybody good, man. Everybody's good. Just chilling.
Good. Good,
so,
good.
Well, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, you didn't play, obviously, for John Madden or against any of his teams, but what is the first – I mean, you're younger. I don't know if you play Madden and that's your biggest impression of him, but yep. What is your biggest impression of John Madden, and what do you think about when you think about him?
I'm well aware of John Madden and what he's meant to football. And, of course, I'm a gamer, so, I love – the Madden game. I used to play it nonstop religiously, like so many other people in the world. And just to get the news that he's passed away, especially after the big, Christmas Day special that
right.
they had, and it's sad. But what John Madden meant to football. I mean, he put football literally on the conscience of everybody in this country, from kids to adults. Whether you watched football or not, you knew who John Madden was. You knew that voice. And
that's a great point, because people nowadays, they won't realize that in the 70s and 80s, football was not the dominant sport.
No, it was not.
Right.
It was not. And it was people like John Madden who made it mainstream, who was marketable, right. That when he came out with the Madden video game, it really took the NFL to another level. And I know people are like, well, what does that have to do with anything? It just brought the game to the forefront of a generation that may or may not would have dove into the game. I'm talking about outside of people who grew up playing the game physically. It's millions and millions of people all over the world who never even thought about putting a helmet on or cleats and know exactly what the NFL is and who John Madden is because of the video game and what he's meant to the sport.
He also was an outstanding, we already know, outstanding football coach with the Raiders, but broadcaster is where most people are going to remember him. If you watch football, and it goes back, he worked for all the networks because he did, most people think of him, as great as Al Michaels is, and John Madden worked together for NBC. Pat Summerall and John Madden on CBS first. And I think people remember them and think of that team right there as maybe the best football team ever on television. Summerall and Madden.
You know what John did, John Madden did? He made everyday fans feel like they were a part of the game. Right, you listen to John Madden, and John Madden sounded like the guy at the bar,
right?
Talking about
right.
football.
Well, your coworker, right? You know what I mean, right? Right.
Right, he humanized it. Right, it made it seem like, oh, that's just John down there at the end of the bar talking about the glory days of football.
Right, right.
But he did that. he did that on a national level, which resonated with millions and millions of people.
Efra, let's get to a few football topics of what's going on in the league. The Chiefs have once again, you know, become the favorites to win the Super Bowl. I said last week or two ago, that I thought this could be the best Chiefs team in the Pat Mahomes era. You know, the so far it's a young era, but the Patrick Mahomes era, just because they've been tested now. They've had to look in the mirror and see what are we made of, and they've had to answer that call. And, you know, they play a little different. They're not all dynamic and showtime. They actually can do some grunt work, too. You buy that, or you think that, no, it's not as good as those teams, you know, in the past 2 years?
No, I think you're on to something there, because what this year has taught us is, like, if you can't overcome adversity, then you can't be successful. You're not going to make it to the playoffs this year, right? If you look at the number of teams that have hit lulls and have overcome that and bounced back due to whether it be injury, whether it be now COVID, losing, you know, 8 to 10 players on one team because of COVID and still having to go out there and play. I watched Ian Book last night. This poor kid, good Lord. But just having to be able to deal with that, and we've seen the Chiefs go through, you know, some self-imposed woes as well as not having key figures available throughout the week for these games, and they've overcome it. They've actually galvanized them, and they're playing much better than we've seen them play all year.
Let me – you mentioned Ian Book, who started for the Saints last night, and the Dolphins won that. Did you see the stat that's out there that Notre Dame quarterbacks have lost their last 23 starts in the NFL?
Good Lord.
I mean, it is a – Chris, did you see that stat?
No.
They've lost 23 straight games. Brady Quinn is the last Notre Dame quarterback to start and win a football game.
Wow.
What is that?
Well, look, I'll tell you this. The Irish don't have to worry about it because Alabama was in that boat as well for a long time. So what happens is you get these kids from these dynamic schools. They go high in the draft, and they go to teams that aren't equipped for them to do anything. Like, watching Ian Book play last night, I was like, this kid doesn't have a shot. Right? Miami was – they were Flores, they were laughing, right, showing him everything. He hasn't even practiced with the team, right? Like, he hasn't even had in-person practicing.
Right.
You can't go out there and play an NFL game at any position, let alone a quarterback position, without any reps. This goes to show all those armchair quarterbacks at home saying what they could do, and if they hit, no, it doesn't work like that. The NFL is hard. Playing quarterback is hard.
That's our man, Ephraim Salam. We appreciate the
happy
knowledge,
New Year.
Brother, as always. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, brother.
We'll talk to you
brother.
Next week.
All right.
Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.